Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
There's a criminal complaint filed against the ex-communications director for the Angels. It's in connection with last year's death of Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs.
44-year-old Eric Kay has been charged with getting the pills that killed Tyler Skaggs, who was found dead in his South Lake hotel room. U.S. Attorney Aaron Neely Cox says Kay had given Skaggs pills that were supposed to be oxycodone.
Inside the room, investigators discovered a number of pills, including a single blue pill with the markings M30. Experts later determined that the pill, which closely resembled a 30-milligram oxycodone tablet, had been laced with fentanyl. It wasn't prescription oxy at all. It was a deadly counterfeit.
Kay is facing a charge of conspiracy to distribute the pills that contain fentanyl. It carries a possible 20-year federal prison term. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.